At its annual Cybersecurity Weekend for the Middle East, Turkey and Africa, META, region, the Kaspersky Global Research and Analysis Team presented cybersecurity trends, including ransomware, advanced persistent threats, APTs, supply chain attacks, mobile threats, artificial intelligence and IoT developments. The first quarter of 2025 showed that Turkey and Kenya had the highest number of users affected by web incidents, online threats. They were followed by Qatar, Nigeria, and South Africa. Saudi Arabia had the lowest, while Pakistan had the second lowest share of users attacked by web-borne threats in the META region. Kaspersky experts constantly track highly sophisticated attacks. Specifically, they are monitoring 25 APT groups currently active in the META region, including well-known ones such as Sidewinder, Origami Elephant and Muddy Water. The rise of creative exploits for mobile and the further development of techniques aimed at evading detection are among the trends Kaspersky is seeing in these targeted attacks. Ransomware remains one of the most destructive cyber threats. According to Kaspersky data, the share of users affected by ransomware attacks increased 0.02 percentage point to 0.44% from 2023 to 2024 globally. In the Middle East, the growth is 0.07 percentage point to 0.72%. In Africa, there was a 0.01 percentage point growth to 0.41%, while Turkey has a 0 percentage point growth to 0.46%. Attackers often don't distribute this type of malware on a mass scale, but prioritize high-value targets. In 2025, ransomware is expected to evolve by exploiting unconventional vulnerabilities. The proliferation of large language models, LLMs, tailored for cybercrime will further amplify the ransomware's reach and impact. Ransomware is one of the most pressing cybersecurity threats facing organizations today, with attackers targeting businesses of all sizes and across every region, including META. Ransomware groups continue to evolve by adopting techniques, such as developing cross-platform ransomware, embedding self-propagation capabilities and even using zero-day vulnerabilities that were previously affordable only for APT actors, said Sergey Loshkin, head of META and APAC regions in the Global Research and Analysis Team at Kaspersky.